Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Special Olympics Virginia, our focus this morning, and the polar plunge, the virtual polar plunge this year is our topic. Rick Jeffrey, the president of Special Olympics Virginia, is with us this morning, along with, we will be joined shortly by Stafford Sheriff David Decatur. But first of all, we say good morning to Rick. Rick Jeffrey with the Special Olympics Virginia on the phone with us this morning. Hi there, Rick.
Ted, good morning. Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year to your listeners. It's great to be back with you. As I told you just before we came on the air, I'm just sitting here this morning on the air with you, drinking coffee out of my Ted Schubel Town Talk coffee cup. So it's a great day to always be with you. And hey, I'll tell you what, this would be a great day to actually do the polar plunge if we could all be live and engage.
Oh, I know.
Because with a sunny 57-degree day, I went out and took the trash out this morning, and it is a beautiful morning out there. So I hope some of your folks can get a chance maybe to get outside for a little while today because it's a beautiful day out there.
Yeah, it's going to get colder this weekend, and that probably when we actually do the polar plunge is what we'll deal with. For those of us who've done it, it is a big deal and a great time to go down to Virginia Beach and plunge every year. We can't do that this year, but I like this. This is I think that this is getting us all to think and get out into the community and figure out how we can do this virtually, have a lot of fun, but also raise money for Special Olympics Virginia.
Well, you know, when we're back live, which we hope will be in 2022 at the plunge, Ted, we'll be back on the oceanfront at Virginia Beach, and then we'll have some of the regional plungers like Lee Sylvania, which is near you, and some of the others, which are really great smaller plunge venues, and we'll be able to do it live. But we will continue to carry this Plunge Your Way effort on statewide for schools that want to be involved in the Cool School Challenge and for just people that are out there in the community that want to support the plunge but are not near one of the plunge sites. Now you can always plunge your way and do it any way you want. And if you want to go on our website, which is polarplunge.com, polarplunge.com is the Special Olympics Virginia website. It's got it all right there. And if you go on just the general page, polarplunge.com, and then you scroll down, you've got a little a bar across that says Polar Plunge News. And on the left-hand side is one that says the coolest minute in Polar Plunge, episode 2. That is a really wonderful piece for your listeners to go to and click on. One of our athletes in Northern Virginia, Daniel Morales, who is just a really good spokesperson for Special Olympics, but also did a show on ESPN last year to promote the plane pull and has done a lot of media stuff and really has in his – one of his goals is to be a broadcaster. And he really does a wonderfully funny piece on five ways that you can plunge at your home. And he does them all right there on the screen. And it'll take you probably less than 2 minutes to watch the piece. And it'll inspire your listeners with one of our Special Olympic athletes telling you how you can plunge your way. So for this year, we need everybody to support us. We're not being able to be on the oceanfront or in the other public venues with face-to-face engagement, but everybody can still set up the fundraising pages and fundraise and help support our great Special Olympic athletes and plunge your way right there at home. And there'll be Facebook Lives and on our website, all kinds of ways that you can post up your plunge. So there are ways for you to get involved. We're trying to gamify this whole thing so that people can kind of compete against each other for who does the craziest plunge, the longest plunge, whatever you want to do. We just want people to be safe, have fun, and support our Special Olympic athletes.
It's a polarplunge.com. Polarplunge.com gives you all kinds of information. I guess one of the great things about this year, Rick, is if you want to do it in a hot tub, you can do that. You pick it, and if you don't want to freeze, you don't have to.
Hey, one of the ways that Daniel Morales plunges on this, best minute and plunge episode, coolest minute and plunge episode 2, is he plunges into a little kind of a trough of water that is out in his backyard. But if you want to plunge into your hot tub or you want to heat up the water in that trough, and have a little bit more relaxing plunge this year as opposed to the frigid plunge, it's perfectly fine with us. It is all in the spirit of Special Olympics, Ted, to support our athletes and help us build a world of respect, inclusion, and unity where, you know, people celebrate their differences and come together to do that and in the spirit of Special Olympics. So there's all different ways you can do it, from the hot to the cold. This year, plunge your way.
Well, and the great work, Rick, that you do statewide, and especially in this area, Area 11 is so involved with Special Olympics athletes. And I mean, everybody is just chomping at the bit to get back and be able to do that. And we're hoping, again, that will be soon. But you want to be in a position and ready to be able to meet the needs and to continue on once we're able to. And the polar plunge and getting involved with that and raising money for that will help Special Olympics Virginia.
Well, you know, you up there in the group called Area 11, which is the greater Fredericksburg area, includes Spotsy and Stafford and Fredericksburg and King George, and Tim Duell runs that group, and he does a great group. And they have a great group of athletes at all different levels of ability. Certainly his son, Matt, is one of the great athletes and spokespeople in our program. And you got a young lady up there. I say young lady. She's a mature lady now, Grace Ann Braxton, who is still the number one female golfer in the world in Special Olympics, and one of the first emails that I received all year was from Grace Ann early in January, saying, "I just played my first round of golf of the year, shot 78 and walked 10,000 steps." And so she's not only scoring and continuing on as the number one player in Special Olympics in the world, she's also getting healthier by walking her rounds and getting 10,000 steps a day. She's lost weight. She's fit. And so this has kind of been what we've been promoting with our athletes, and we'll talk a little bit about that later in your show, Ted, the virtual fitness programs. But we just want our athletes to be healthier and fitter with a chance to get better and win, whether that be on the playing field or off the playing field or in the community.
Well, and I was going to say, whether you – if It in some way, and it is especially it's harder right now. But when things do return to normal, just to be able to get to know some of these athletes in your own community or in your own sphere that you may not even know, some of these Special Olympics athletes you mentioned, Grace Ann and Matt and others, they are just great people, and your life will not be the same once you start to get to know some of these athletes in your area.
Well, they're a great bunch of role models, Ted, and you know a lot of them. And they just want to see equity in the community and to be treated equitably, whether that is in the workplace, whether that is in the school. They just want a world that treats everybody the same. And that's really what we promote at Special Olympics. When you come to a Special Olympic event, and Ted, you've been to a ton of them, and it could be a Special Olympic event on the oceanfront like the plunge. It could be the basketball championships that we have traditionally up in Fredericksburg every year with our great partners at GEICO. But once you step into that environment of Special Olympics, it is all about equity and treating people equitably. And I want to also remind your listeners out there, you now have one of the great entities in Fredericksburg now, Ted, out there, I think it's in the, maybe it's called Costner's Corner. You have a Publix out there now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly where it's at.
A Publix grocery store.
Yep.
And right now, but from starting on January the 7th, and your listeners who have been into Publix will know this by now, all the way through the 19th of January, they're running the Special Olympic promotion that they do every year. All the Publix, all the ones in Richmond, that one in Fredericksburg and the one in Williamsburg, they run a Special Olympic promotion. You can go through your checkout and you can contribute money to Special Olympics. They're going to raise probably somewhere between $50,000 and $70,000 for us during this 7-day period in January. And the Publix people are really, really fine people. That whole thing started in Florida. It has moved north into the Carolinas and Georgia and now up into Virginia. And we're just really, really lucky to have a great group of people like the Publix folks. I've visited most of the Publix here in Central Virginia over the last five or six days, and they're just really, really great people. One of them this morning at their morning group with their breakfast crowd is having, if you contribute, you'll be able to hit one of the managers in the face with a pie. So they're doing all kinds of fun stuff at a lot of different Publix branches, but we want your folks to go out there and support that Publix and support Special Olympics also at that promotion during the next week.
PolarPlunge.com is the website where you can find out all about the Polar Plunge, the culminating event for the Polar Plunge this year. It'll be virtual on Saturday the 6th, but sometime in that first week in February, get out and do a Polar Plunge. More on this, Rick Jeffries here, Special Olympics Virginia president. He's going to take a quick break, and we're going to be joined shortly by Stafford Sheriff David Decatur, and we will continue on. Rick, we will talk soon. Thank you, and we'll talk in before the hour is out.
Thank you, Ted.
More coming up. Sheriff Decatur on his way next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Special Olympics Virginia and the Polar Plunge, our focus this morning. We just were talking with Rick Jeffrey, the Special Olympics Virginia president. We'll get back to him later in the hour, but it is our special honor to have as a guest now Stafford Sheriff David Decatur and Deputy Sammy Witt is here this morning. Sheriff, I'll start with you. Good morning. I have not seen you in a long time. We have talked by phone and emailed each other occasionally, but it's good to talk to you this morning.
Oh, man, it's awesome to talk to you, too, Ted. We really appreciate all your support and the partnership we have with you and the radio station, and we're just grateful to be on with you today, having a little fun and getting a very important message out to the community.
This is an important message. We do have a lot. We have a lot of fun in a lot of things, Sheriff, but, boy, the Special Olympics is one thing we really have in common, and the Stafford Sheriff's Office, you are involved in so many ways, but I know you usually have a team goes down to Virginia Beach. You've done, I know last year you were involved, and you went in at Leesylvania State Park. Polar Plunge is something that you and the department there has really gotten involved with.
Yeah, Special Olympics is ingrained in our DNA and our organization for as long as I've been here. We've been very active, but I have an incredible team of deputies and personnel who really work together to try to raise money for this really special cause, and they just do a phenomenal job reaching out to the community and getting the support. And, of course, as we know, in order for Special Olympics to achieve their mission, they need that funding, and it's important for them to have the funds to help the athletes out. And I feel blessed to be on the team with my folks, and yeah, it's very important, and they do all the heavy lifting and the hard work and to raise money and to have fun and bring awareness to Special Olympics.
Deputy, you're one of those people, I guess, that does a lot of the heavy lifting and or one of the people really involved with this.
Yes, it's really fun. I feel very lucky to be a part of the team, blessed, as the sheriff just said. It's a great way to get involved. And you know, the funds are going to you know, just a great cause.
I'm assuming that you've done the plunge before.
I did. My first year was last year, so I'm still kind of a newbie, but it was a really great experience.
Me too. I mean, last year was my second, so I haven't been doing it that long. It really, for me, wasn't as bad, you know, going into the cold water as I expected. I don't know if your experience was any different.
Oh no, it was the same. I think I was really hyping myself up for it, and then you know, getting in there with everybody, and I think the whole just atmosphere, kind of took away from the cold water, and it just wasn't that awful.
This is the kind of thing that I think that really, you know, whether you're talking about the sheriff's office or just a regular business office, this is the kind of thing that can bring a lot of people together.
I agree. I know there were a few people from my squad in general, my Midnights squad in general, that we really got into it, and it makes it fun to get kind of competitive with each other, and you know, other people see that and they kind of want to participate in that. So it's all about getting those funds.
Oh, it is, and to see you guys involved, and to have the sheriff's office so involved from the sheriff on down, it always has encouraged me to see the level of commitment that the Stafford Sheriff's Office has for not only the Polar Plunge but just Special Olympics Virginia in general.
Yeah, absolutely, and you know, we realize the importance of Special Olympics, and you know. It's one thing. You don't have to look very far in order to look at some of the polarization going on in the world where people have different views and different opinions about things. But when you look at Special Olympics, everyone can get around that. It's such an important cause, and it brings people together. And that's what all we're trying to do is, you know, bring people together and to raise money for these 22,000-plus athletes that they need the important training and the opportunity to be a part of something very important. And then they also are getting, attention to their health. They're being active. They're being included. It's all about inclusion, you know. And God knows we've all learned a little bit about isolation with the COVID pandemic going on. But for our athletes and for those involved with Special Olympics on the side of being an athlete and a participant, they live in isolation so much. And so this is really important for us to try to do our best to help them, get the attention, get the training, and to stay physical. And it's almost a holistic approach where it's not just physical, but it's also mental and spiritual as well.
Well, and you know, Sheriff, I mean, there's. I don't know that there is another law enforcement agency in the state and maybe even the country that has been involved working with Special Olympics and with Special Olympics athletes, with just all the programs that you do all year long. And you really are to be commended for what you do. And I know you've talked to me in the past. Steve Carey has talked to me about how the work that you all do with Special Olympics, you're helping the kids, but I know that they help you too.
Oh, yeah. I think we get more out of it than our athletes because of being around folks who, with our members. Like, for an example, a lot of people know about our Special Star Force program that under Sheriff Jett back in 2007 was created, one-of-a-kind program for that time, and it's still going strong under the leadership of Captain Michelle Gibbons and Captain Steve Carey and others who were involved as well. But that program is really important because it allows folks who have intellectual disabilities to come in and be a part of this cadet program. And those folks are also part of the Special Olympics as well. So we try to reach all parts of the community. We don't want anyone falling through the cracks, and we want to be there for them because we know it's vitally important. And through all that engagement and activity and relationships, we grow from it. And I feel like we get more from it because you feel like you're part of something very important. It gives you purpose. And, you know, with Special Olympics, there's a number of different levels you can be a part of. You can be a volunteer. You can just donate if you don't have the time. Or being a cheerleader, or just being somehow or another involved, means the world to the Special Olympics organization in Virginia, and also for us as well, because the two big programs for us to help raise money for Special Olympics, of course, is the Polar Plunge and then the Law Enforcement Torch Run.
Which you both are, you all are so involved in that. And when you get involved and you get to know some of these athletes, it changes you. It really does affect you, and it changes you, and you changes you for the good.
Oh, absolutely. It really does. And then you look at the parents and the caregivers. Yeah. Those folks are heroes. They're incredible because they're providing that support and love and compassion and care day in and day out for the folks who are involved with Special Olympics and those with intellectual disabilities, and you know that it's a lot of work involved with that, and that the parents and the family members and the friends and those who support the athletes, they're just amazing people.
Have you all decided where, what, and how you're going to plunge this year?
We've got a couple irons in the fire, if you will, but there was one theme that came out. One theme kind of thrown in the hat was superheroes.
Oh, okay.
And I know one of my old supervisors, he actually has a pool, so we might that's one option that we have. All get together and kind of plunge our own way in his pool.
It's going to be kind of fun this year. I mean, it's going to not be quite the same, not being together as a big group, but since we can't do that this year, to be able to do something like that, It'll be just as much fun, and Special Olympics Virginia certainly can use the funds, and hopefully people will get involved. I can't wait to see pictures on Facebook from you guys or whatever you decide to do.
I know. I'm excited to see how creative everybody's going to get with their own plunging. So
now,
I'm excited.
Have you got the sheriff, is he going to be plunging this year? Is he going in the water?
Yeah. He is actually one of our 12 team members.
Oh, you got 12. That is really impressive. Sheriff, I know you did it last year, and I know in talking to you afterwards, I remember, I mean, you were a bit cold when you came out of the water at Leesylvania.
Yeah, I was very cold. But as Deputy Witt, Sammy, had mentioned earlier, when you have all the people around you, mm-hmm. and the atmosphere is pumped with enthusiasm, and you have that team spirit, it really helps you overlook the cold water, and then for the reason that we're doing it, you know, that helps you overcome it too, because you know what, you're doing it for such a great cause, and for a little bit of cold water, which it is refreshing, it's a little shock to your body, but it's a good shock. It's a good shock. It wakes you up.
It does.
Brings you back to reality.
It does. And when Sammy and I were talking earlier, I mean, I think these kind of things, and to be able to do these kinds of things, and the fact that you've got a dozen or so people involved from your own office. It brings an office together, and if you know, get some friends together in the community, and I hope a lot of people in the community get involved with this and have some fun with it.
I agree. I think it's, like I was saying, I think it's going to be interesting to see everybody's different styles and different ways of showing their support and taking their plunge.
Well, and Sheriff, you talked about just, you know, how the involvement with Special Olympics events has impacted all of you and changed you. And I think just about every year at the Christmas parade, it's usually you've got Matt Doyle with you in the front seat of the you're leading the parade off with you and Matt in the car there, the sheriff's car. And you have really impacted so many Special Olympians, whether it's the Polar Plunge or raising money through the Torch Run. And there's just the Special Olympics Virginia does such good, and this is a way we can all do it. And it's like you said to start this out, especially in this time with so much going on, to be able to do something like this, you just feel good.
Oh yeah, we do. You know, and going back to Matthew Doyle, he's been such an integral part of our Special Star Force. And he's also a global messenger for Virginia Special Olympics, and he's an important part. And for him and I, we try to get together for National Night Out, and we also try to get together when we have the parade. Of course, this year with COVID, it's kind of thrown us for a loop a
yep.
little bit. But we're gonna try to get back to a little bit of normalcy. But you know, going back to the fundraising and all the activities and involvement, I have to give all the credit to our people, because our people just kind of galvanize and come together, and everybody does a little bit. Some people do more. Going back to Captain Michelle Givens, though I have this position as regional director, but she's doing all the work. She's amazing. And Captain Carey, Sammy, who's here today, and the team. It's all the people being involved, you know. Anything that I've ever been involved in that's important and involves people and partnerships, and that's what we have here. We have an incredible partnership.
Well, thank you, because for what you do, and hopefully it encourages others, not only in law enforcement, but just in the community. If someone just saying, hey, I think, you know, I could get involved. I've got a couple of friends. We could have some fun with this, raise some money for Special Olympics, because as things open up, like you say, the funds that you're raising are going to really help that. And, these athletes, so many things have been canceled or put off, and they're just waiting to be able to get back to it.
Oh yeah, they're chomping at the bit. They really are. And you know, Special Olympics and the sports and the activities, so vitally important. We all know the life lessons you learn when you're involved in sports, and then being a part of a team and striving for a goal. And you know, it teaches them to dream, and it gives them hope. And it, you know, they learn about determination and how to win. And it's very transformative for them. Instilling that confidence and improving her health. and just inspiring a sense of competition for the athletes. And again, you know, with the fundraising that we're doing, that allows that to happen, you know. And again, there's over 22,000 athletes across the Commonwealth of Virginia, so we're doing it for them.
Yep, and a lot of them in Area 11. We've got a great Tim Doyle has got a great setup in this area, and so many involved. And to have the Stafford Sheriff's Office front and center and all that is just great. And your leadership and the help that you get with Sammy and Steve and Michelle and others is just great. Sheriff, thank you so much. And Sammy, thank you too for what you both are doing, because this is a great organization. It's a great opportunity to get involved here. And like I say, you guys are doing it. And again, thank you so much. It's great to be in partnership with so many things with you, Sheriff.
Thank you, Ted. You know, we love you. We're grateful for you. And we look forward to spending more time with you in the future.
Oh, I know. Haven't seen you in a long time, and I look forward to doing some of these, you know, doing some of these shows with you guys coming in and talking about things. Deputy Witt and Sheriff Decatur, thank you again so much. We will talk again soon. Thanks.
Thank you.
Special Olympics Virginia, our focus. We will get back with Rick Jeffrey, the president of Special Olympics Virginia, in just a second. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:35.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubert.
Special Olympics Virginia and the Polar Plunge, our focus this morning. We just talked with Sheriff Decatur and Deputy Witt. Rick Jeffrey back with us, the president of Special Olympics Virginia. I like talking to you guys, Rick, just because it is just so encouraging. You hear the sheriff talking about, you know, how this gives back to the community, and they like raising funds for Special Olympics Virginia. All the great things that you do. One of the things, and we talked about this before, we talked about this at the end of the year when you and I last talked on the show. More and more people around the state are starting to get the vaccine. And I know back then you talked about the hope that, you know, somewhere in the tiers that Special Olympic athletes would be part of that.
Yeah, well, we have been advocating. The guy who is the chairman of our board right now is a very, very good pediatric orthopedic surgeon in Richmond, Chester Sharps. In fact, he may be known to some of your folks in the viewing area because they have people that come into that pediatric tuckle orthopedic operation from all over Central Virginia. And he's had people from Fredericksburg routinely coming down there for with their kids that have orthopedic problems. And he is the chairman of our board recently, and he just had an idea in the summer that, you know, wouldn't it be great if we could get involved in the vaccine process? And then the vaccine process is, and again, it's a huge undertaking and a huge operation, and they probably haven't progressed it quite as quickly as they wanted, but it's a big thing, and they're learning, and they've got like two or three different tranches of people, 1A, which was healthcare workers and certainly long-term care facilities, nursing home facilities, where the COVID has been very rampant. And then you got 1B, which is a continuation of 1A, plus groups like teachers, which is your wife and my wife, we're both teachers, getting that vaccine, hopefully in the not too distant future. And then we think that our guys are probably in what is now called 1C, which I saw the governor's plan recently, and they had all people with disabilities that are in the high risk categories. And that's certainly our guys. Our guys have a three times higher mortality rate for COVID than the general population. Our guys are twice as likely to have be obese, twice as likely to have a cardiovascular or respiratory problems, five times as likely to have diabetes, which is a complicating factor, and die 16 years younger than their non-disabled counterparts. So those are some stark statistics. Now, not all of our athletes have those statistics, but it's the general population is challenged genetically, and we're hoping our guys will be in 1C. We have talked to folks from the General Assembly. We have talked to folks from we talked to Marvin Figueroa, who's the Assistant Secretary for Health and Human Services. We've talked to the Virginia Department of Health. We have had some great conversations with Walgreens. I'll give them a little shout out here. They are one of the pharmaceutical kind of super partners along, I think, maybe with CVS and maybe Rite Aid or some others. But the Walgreens people have been great. We've had some good conversations, two good conversations with them. Their regional pharmacy rep, James Satterfield, actually lives in Stafford and has a daughter in our program. So it becomes a small world at some point, Ted. And they are ready to help us be able to connect and link our guys when the time is right for them to be able to get vaccinated. It will probably not be that we are having like any kind of an offsite clinic. It will be more of a link for us to get our guys into a Walgreens facility to be able to be vaccinated. That is, there are like 200 Walgreens facilities around. And so we're hopeful that we can at some point move from advocacy to action. But we feel it's an important thing for our athletes. For those that want to be vaccinated, we realize that there is a choice here. But we certainly think that our guys are in the high-risk category, and it would benefit all of them to be vaccinated or at least have the opportunity to be vaccinated at the quickest possible moment. And so we're advocating for that, and we hope to move to action, and we hope that our guys will stay in that upper tier of the vaccine distribution process. And kudos to Dr. Sharps, are the chairman of our board, because it was kind of his idea. We all kind of looked at him like he had three eyes back in the summer when he first had that idea. But it's really kind of becoming a thing that we're very interested in working on, and we hope very much that we can help our guys be in position to be vaccinated when it comes. And again, I appreciate people like the folks at the General Assembly, the folks at the Department of Health, the folks at places like Walgreens, who are all very, you know, more than willing to work with us when the time comes.
Special Olympics Virginia, our focus, Rick Jeffrey here, the Special Olympics Virginia president. We talked a little bit earlier about you talk about just how Special Olympics athletes are at risk. And I know one of the things that you've done and had a big emphasis from the early days of the pandemic was virtual fitness.
It is. It still goes on. We started first with a virtual fitness, a daily fitness program, and a weekly fitness routine for our athletes. Of course, you know, virtual is hard at some point, Ted, and it's kind of like the same thing that the schools are hitting up against. You can pretty much reach most people, but there are a certain pockets of people, whether they be inner cities or rural areas, that just might not have technological access or the skills to be able to be involved. So we're still working through some of that. But we've got a lot of involvement. We had almost 1,000 people involved in the Fall Fitness Combine, which was an 8-week program of a fitness test, very similar to what the NFL does at the NFL Combine every year, where they identify the fittest level of NFL prospects. And we're doing that with our Special Olympic athletes. And we have the Winter Fitness Combine starting right now. If you want to see that, it's a very cool thing. You can go on our website, which is SpecialOlympicsVA.org, SpecialOlympicsVA.org. And the Winter Fitness Combine will pop up right there to you. And there's a little bar that says Learn More. Click on that, and you can see what it is. It's a series of 9 or 10 fitness contests that are scored up. Our athletes are benchmarked early, benchmarked at the midpoint, and then benchmarked at the end. They're competing not only against themselves in their personal improvement, but competing as a team against other groups. It's a lot of fun. They're registering through their area programs this winter combine to keep them kind of in a team format and keep them connected to the local and area program, like Area 11 in Fredericksburg or Area 6 in Chesterfield County or Area 2 in Southside Hampton Roads, and it's a great thing. What it really does, Ted, is it gets people out of a once a week mode of going to Special Olympic practice once a week, like a soccer practice or a bowling practice. They will still do that when we come back live to live and engage, but they will now have an opportunity through the virtual to do fitness, whether it be daily or whether it be 3 or 4 times a week, to do fitness multiple times a week, to keep in that mode of healthier and fitter, chance to get better and win, and begin to reverse some of those health statistics that we mentioned earlier that put them in the high-risk category.
Now, and we're all looking forward. I can't wait to hear when some of these events start coming back, and, you know, the live and engage, that's we're all we all are just are really hoping to get there. One of the things that we talked about, you first brought this up to me last summer, and it has stayed with me every time we've talked about it. The sheriff mentioned it a few minutes ago, where we all are talking about, you know, oh, you know, we miss each other and this being isolated, how rough it is. And I was really affected last summer when you talked about the fact that this is how many and most Special Olympians always live. We're getting a taste of what their life is like.
Well, you know, it's wonderful that Sheriff Decatur mentioned that, because he's now a member of our board. He represents the Law Enforcement Torch Run, which is the total law enforcement fundraising effort across the state of Virginia, which raises over $1 million a year for us. But, you know, if anybody would know this, it would be some of the really, really great people at the Stafford Sheriff's Office, because of the Special Star Force, which I think Sheriff Decatur talked about in his segment of the program, which is a cadet force for intellectually disabled young people. And because of that, people like David Decatur, even before he was sheriff, when Charlie Jett was still there and started this thing as the sheriff, and people like Steve Carey and others who are in Deputy Witt, who was on with you, I think, earlier in the segment, all those people know, they would tell you that their involvement with the Special Olympic athletes and the Star Force has actually helped them to learn more about what the life of Special Olympic athlete is like. And so, you know, people said to me early in the pandemic, oh, it's just terrible that you're Special Olympic athletes cannot get back out and engage in the community. And we reminded them at that point, and I think is what you're talking about, is that Special Olympic athletes live their life in a world of social isolation, of social distance, and of fear and of loneliness. And so anybody who now is experiencing social isolation, social distance, loneliness, this is how Special Olympic athletes have lived their life for so long. And one of the great things that they have been able to do as Special Olympic athletes is they have been able to find a community who values them. And that community that they have been able to find outside of their family is Special Olympics Virginia. And they have been able to find a group of people that they can engage with, and a community that they can engage with, and a state of Virginia full of wonderful people who they can engage with, and be able to help people like yourself and your listeners learn that what you're experiencing with social isolation and social distance is really how our athletes have lived their lives. And now you have a little glimpse into that, and maybe you'll be a little more sensitive about how they live their life when you see many of whom have been working in continued care facilities, grocery stores, retail outlets. You see them every day. We talked about Publix. We have a Publix now in Fredericksburg, and they're running a Special Olympic promotion right now, which is a national event, or really kind of a Southeast regional event for all of Publix from Florida to Virginia. But Publix is one of those groups, like other grocery store facilities and retail facilities, that hire Special Olympic athletes and people with intellectual disabilities. And our guys have been working since this pandemic occurred. And I saw the other day that not only will our athletes be hopefully toward that top of Group 1C, but I think in Group 1B, grocery workers are included in Group 1B,
yes,
with the teachers and the frontline workers. And that will be a lot of Special Olympic athletes who work in that space. So remember, when you're getting a little help with your bagging of your groceries, or a little help getting those groceries to the cars, and it's a person with an intellectual disability or a Special Olympic athlete, be a little sensitive that now you might get a little bit of a glimpse into what their world is like.
Rick Jeffrey here, the president of Special Olympics Virginia. We're going to take a quick break and come back and talk about the Polar Plunge again, and how you can get involved with this year's virtual Polar Plunge. We'll do that when we come back and wrap this up on News Talk 1230 WFVA, polarplunge.com, the website you can go to get all the information, or check out the Special Olympics Virginia Facebook page. We will be right back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Fredericksburg's Restaurant Week is January 15th through the 24th, and this year there's a twist. Focusing on delivery and carryout, with over 20 restaurants participating, you're sure to find what you're craving. And thanks to the generous support of the Fredericksburg Economic Development Authority, you can save 20% on all participating restaurant gift cards. To purchase gift cards during Restaurant Week, go to FredericksburgRestaurantWeek.com or go to the Visitor Center at 706 Caroline Street. Hurry, it ends January 24th.
This is Dave the Computer Guy saying thank you, Fredericksburg, for voting Techs in the Burg the best in the Burg in internet technology. It is such an honor to be recognized for our commitment to excellence, our customer service, and our pledge to deliver the best service at affordable prices. We offer managed support with 24/7 monitoring and maintenance. Not a client yet? Then go with the best. Techs in the Burg. Give us a call at 540-371-2874.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
News Talk 1230 WFVA. Rick, are you there? I think we have got you back.
I am here, Ted.
Okay.
We've never had these little technical problems before, but we'll work through it. Thank you for keeping me on here.
Just a couple of minutes left, but again, talk about the polar plunge. It's virtual this year, and it's all kinds of ways we can get involved, and our involvement this year is so needed.
Yes. PolarPlunge.com is the website. Please go on there. You can check out some really cool videos on there that are done by our Special Olympic athlete. Gives you some ways to participate. Or you can make up your own way to participate with a friend or a small group. We ask everybody to keep social distance and be safe and do things that are safe. But this is anything you can do from your backyard to your hot tub, to your swimming pool, to a body of water near you, as long as you do it in a safe fashion. You can go on polarplunge.com. You can click on the register button. You can set up a page and fundraise and be a plunger, or you can simply hit donate. That will take you down. You can actually search an individual to contribute to. You can contribute directly to the Polar Plunge, or you can go on there and toggle and find the teams, and you can look up the Stafford Sheriffs, and you can support David Decatur's team. David Decatur, your great sheriff there in Stafford County, who was on the show earlier. So we want everybody to do this. This is a critical piece for us to kick off the year in a time when nonprofit revenues, as all revenues, are down because of the pandemic, and we need everybody's help to do it. And, Ted, I know you're doing it. You've done it for years. I know that Matt Doyle, one of our Special Olympic athletes, did a pinky swear with you about a few years ago while we were all in the studio, and you've been plunging ever since. And I know you're going to find your way to plunge this year, but we want everybody to do that because those funds will support Special Olympic athletes all over the state of Virginia, certainly right there in the greater Fredericksburg area as well as statewide.
You'll have a great time. And again, if you have no idea of how to do it, PolarPlunge.com has all kinds of great videos and great options and tells you how to set up a team and gives you ideas. PolarPlunge.com. These are tough times, Rick, but thank you for what you're all doing with Special Olympics Virginia. And I cannot wait until you can be sitting across from me in this studio again, and we can have Matt Doyle and others in here talking about things. Thanks for what you're doing and keeping things going. Can't wait to see what you do for plunging.
Yeah, well, thank you. Well, thank you, Ted. And you guys are always great to have us on. I want to give a special shout out also to our great friends at GEICO. We normally have our basketball championship 1st of March up in that area. As you know, you've been to it a ton of times. And we're not going to be able to do that because of the pandemic this year and bringing the crowd sizes together. But Scott Markell and Amanda Calvert, their great group up at GEICO, will still supporting us. And we'll be back in 2022 in full up in that area.
Yep. Rick, thank you so much. See you soon.
Thank you, Ted. See you.
Centennial Broadcast. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.